You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm revealing 10 characteristics of highly sensitive people, what it means to be a highly sensitive person, and ways that you can revitalize and recharge your batteries on a daily basis to stay on top of things and energized. Okay, so on today's show, let's begin talking about the 10 characteristics of highly sensitive people. And I want to begin with characteristic number one. You feel more deeply than a lot of folks around you. You're highly intuitive and you go really deep into a situation or a thought or an idea or whatever to figure things out. And why that is that you look at every side of every situation, right? You want it to benefit all concerned, and you want to do the right thing. And it's really important to you to make sure that that right thing is accomplished. And so you feel and think very deeply. And I think that that is an awesome trait. I think that that is something that is admirable and something that is connected to the reality of who we are on our highest level. And so when you're feeling more deeply, you're really connecting with more of a source. You're going to that level of thought. You're going to that level of feeling. And you're not just thinking about yourself. And there's a lot to be said for that. And I think highly sensitive people really go above and beyond the call of duty when it comes to caring about the others around them. Caring about the people, the animals, the plants, the universe around them, and also caring about how they impact the universe as well, their footprint really, and what they can do to give back. You know, I think another thing about highly sensitive people, and I find this across the board, is that you're emotionally more tied and can be more reactive. And I don't mean in a bad way. I mean just a more emotionally connected to certain situations. When you're a highly sensitive person, you may react more in a situation because why? Because you have more empathy. And empathy is a valuable thing to have. And when we have more empathy, you think about other people in situations and you put yourself in that other person's shoes, right? You actually put yourself in that person's shoes. You feel and think what it must be like to go through that situation or what happened. You know, when you're hearing about some of the challenges around the world, even here, and you feel for the people involved, you feel for the people that went through this trauma and turbulent situation. And you might become reactive because you actually care enough to feel. You're not just listening to something and being like, oh, whatever, or I got better things to do, or my life is tough to you, or I got my drama in my life. You're actually getting emotionally responsive and reactive because you care so deeply. You know, another thing about highly sensitive people is, and I think this is one of the biggest things, and this is pretty tough, is that people in your life probably more often than not have told you that you shouldn't take things so personally. They've told you that you take things too personally, and they ask you, why are you so sensitive? And you know, it's interesting, when we're growing up, and we get asked that or told that, it stays with us. And we're supposed to be loving, altruistic, you know, unconditional loving beings. And we're supposed to be sensitive to other people and their needs. And so why is that a bad thing? Why is that looked upon in a bad, negative, almost like babyish, sissy type manner in a world where more compassion is golden? You know, I have several clients that come into my office and they tell me that their significant other or their parents or their friends tell them that they're too sensitive. And it really hurts their feelings and it makes them feel bad. But is being sensitive a bad thing? I mean, just because you're sensitive and you actually internalize things and think about things on a grander scale, isn't that what we all need to be to some degree? And I'm not necessarily talking about taking everything personally, but when you are a sensitive person and somebody is lashing out at you or saying things in a derogatory manner and you're an emotional being, you're a feeling, more like you feel, it's normal to feel. You know, being a person that feels emotions is a normal thing. I think that to some degree in various societies, we've tried to homogenize things and almost make things non-emotional, non-feeling. Like we go through, you know, we go through the actions. We walk through life. It's more robotic than anything instead of actually feeling and thinking and internalizing how that makes me feel or how I feel about that or how I see that. And I think that when you're highly evolved as a human being, you have a deeper connection with your feelings and your emotions. And I'm not talking about allowing emotions to get the best of you. I'm not talking about, you know, being down in the dumps all the time or everything that anybody ever tells you, you internalize in a negative way. No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if you are connected and you actually have feelings, okay, and you're normal in that situation, you know, when somebody's lashing out at you or saying something, you're going to feel a certain way. And it's not about being sensitive. It's just about being, right? And there's a lot of people that are numb on this planet. They're numb. They're numb from emotions. They're numb from feelings. And I think this is really important to understand that just because there's a lot of people that have disconnected themselves from their feeling selves doesn't mean that you feeling is a bad thing. And I think that a lot of times, highly sensitive people have been dealt a phony bill of goods, you know, based on their upbringing or somebody they dated or parents or whatever, saying they're too sensitive, maybe even a teacher. And I'm not putting people down here. I'm just saying when that happens at a young age and somebody says, you know, oh, you're too sensitive or you're taking this personally, that becomes something that stays in the mind for a very long time unless it is worked through and actually realized, because that can actually give you a complex because you can second guess yourself on every single thing wondering, well, am I too sensitive or am I really taking this the way that it was intended? It did not make me feel good, but am I just being too sensitive at this time? You know, when you're a highly sensitive person, you know, it's very interesting because oftentimes it's the definition that we're not aware of. You know, you might feel certain sensitivities to certain emotion. You might deeply care about people and animals and the Mother Earth and all that stuff, but you never really thought that you are considered a highly sensitive person. And that's why I'm doing today's show, because I think that oftentimes we don't realize. We might think that we are, you know, harboring our feelings on our sleeve. We may feel like our heart's out there for everybody, but we don't realize that this is something that is real and honest and truthful. Another characteristic about highly sensitive people is that it can take many highly sensitive people a little longer to make a decision in life. And these decisions can range from, you know, big decisions like where am I going to move? What am I going to do? Should I take this job offer, XYZ, all the way to what am I going to eat for lunch today at this restaurant? What am I going to order on the menu? And I know some people just go, oh, this person just can't make a decision. I mean, you know, I mean, they just can't figure it out to save their life. I mean, it's fish and chips or it's a hamburger, for God's sakes. Figure it out, you know? But I think there's more to it, right? So a highly sensitive person, even when it comes down to what they're going to order on the menu, thinks about everything, you know, probably thinks a little bit about animal rights and that kind of sort of thing. And so for some people that are highly sensitive, meat and pork are automatically off the list. So that limits a lot of the menu choices, guys. Okay. Some of you have, like, you know, kind of gotten to the fact that, well, fishing's not as bad, and to kill a fish isn't as bad, so you're weighing those pros and cons. Then you're thinking about the vegetables, and you're thinking, well, maybe I should just have a salad, you know, because that's okay. So there's all these thoughts going into the humanity of animals and the situation, what I should eat, what's going to make me feel good, what's going to not make me feel good, what's going to make me feel bad about going against my values to what I can eat, and what are the options left on the menu, right? I mean, for some of you out there, you get exactly what I'm talking about right now. You're like, oh my God, Ashley's reading my mind, because I am. Because that's when you're highly sensitive. You think about all those things and you actually care enough to live true to those cares and to stand up for it. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly. Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm revealing 10 characteristics of highly sensitive people. And later on in the hour, I'm going to be offering tips and tricks to safeguarding your energy, your time, and your empathy as a highly sensitive person. Right before the break, I was talking about how, as a highly sensitive person, it can be very difficult to make decisions. And it's not that you're flighty or you can't figure it out or you can't get your head out of the paper bag. It's not like that, even though people will make comments like that. It's based on the fact that you're actually weighing many pros and cons in almost every decision that you need to make. No matter how big the decision or how small the decision, you have to think things over. And I was talking about how a small decision of trying to figure out what you're going to eat at the restaurant is kind of a big deal. And I know for some people, they're like, what in the heck are you talking about? It's just about what you're eating at the restaurant. It's not that big of a deal. But for highly sensitive people, this is a big deal. And let me explain, okay? When you go to the restaurant and you're having lunch or dinner with a bunch of people, and everybody's ordering, and you're like waiting to try to figure out what you're going to order. Most of the time, if you fall into this category, it's because, one, you're so sensitive that you don't want to eat certain foods because you feel bad for the animals, okay? And the way that they might be treated. So those are eliminated immediately off the menu. The next thing is you try to figure out what you should eat based on your allergies or the things that make you feel good or not make you feel good. Another thought is you sit there and weigh the pros and cons of what you're going to be eating later on that night with your family. Another thing could be a thought of how late you're going to be working, and you might want to have some more energy, and you might want to think about maybe having some carbs because you might be working out later, and so you definitely want to make that a reality. You see what I'm saying? All these thoughts go into this decision. It's quite a well-oiled machine, but because there are so many thoughts and are so many caveats, it can take a while to figure out what's best. And that's honesty. When you have things that you can't eat and you have things that you don't want to eat based on values and the care of animals, well, that's part of it. When you have a lot of other stuff going on and you got to weigh the pros and cons, that's a big deal too. Now let's go to a bigger decision. Not that that's not a big decision, but another type of decision. When you're making difficult decisions, you weigh all the pros and cons. You care about the emotional well-being of others. You think about how this will impact the other people that will be impacted. You think about all those things. What's going to be the right thing? Who's going to benefit? Who's not going to benefit? If somebody's not going to benefit, what can I do? How can I make this right by all concerned? What do I need to do to facilitate a good outcome? And that takes time. I mean, yeah, some decisions, it's not like every single decision is like this, but for the most part, because you are so thoughtful and you feel and you care about those around you, you actually think about how this is going to impact somebody in a positive or negative light, what you can do to make the situation better, so forth and so on, and how you can choose wisely and impact everybody in a positive way. You know, and I think that's highly important to think about, is that that should be something that's on most of our minds. Most of us should care about the people around us. You should care. You should care about your family members, your friends, the people that are going to be impacted by the choices you make. You got to think about yourself in a way, too. Is this what's right for me, or is this something that I just want right now? Will this impact me later in a negative way? Is this a good choice? And when you weigh those pros and cons, it takes time. Because a highly sensitive person realizes that this choice can last a very long time. It's not the end of the world, but we might as well choose wisely when we have the option to do so. On the flip side, and this is why I think that decision-making takes time, is that a highly sensitive person gets a little more upset than the average person when they make a bad or wrong decision. And I don't mean average person, I just mean less highly sensitive person. They get more upset when they make a bad or wrong choice. Now, I don't know if there's necessarily a bad or wrong choice. I agree that I've made some unsuccessful choices that have come to bite me in the butt. However, I get it. There are some choices that I made in the past that I might not absolutely love. And they can make you more upset because I think you thought so deeply about it. How could you make a mistake? How come it didn't work? You know, through all that thoughtfulness, why did I choose poorly? And I think it goes back to, we start second-guessing ourselves. We start second-guessing, why did I choose that way? Why didn't I choose wisely? And the emotion is amplified because there's more emotion. There's more emotional reactivity. The emotional reactivity is higher in an individual who is highly sensitive. I mean, that's just the facts, right? And so you pride yourself on usually making the right decisions, on choosing wisely, on not choosing poorly, on doing what's right by everybody concerned, right? And so in that situation, you're going to be more upset because you spent more time trying to make the decision and you thought you made the highest good decision. And you thought you did the right thing by everybody. And so it can hurt. And because you have a more emotional and more emotion vested in the situation, that's also a huge deal as well. When we're more invested emotionally, you know, things connect to us more strong. You know, it's just the same way as if you have a strong emotional bond with somebody. I mean, you feel, and you can feel them. You can feel when their emotions are down. You can feel when they're going through stress and strain. You notice those things because you're more connected, because you spent more time. Actually, you've taken more time to figure things out because you care. You've actually taken the time, and so you can read somebody in that situation. And so the same is kind of similar when you're making decisions and things don't go the way you thought they should go. It can be very upsetting in nature because of all the due diligence that you did and all the time and effort that you put into it. You would have thought that you had made the right decision. You know, another unique quality of a highly sensitive person is that you are extremely detail-oriented. And highly detail-oriented and extremely detail-oriented people, I think, are godly in that situation. I mean, you can get kind of caught up in the minutiae sometimes, but in reality, the details are extremely important. And you're connecting with those details, and you're very aware of your surroundings. You're very aware of changes. You're very aware of the people around you, their feelings, their emotions, what they're wearing. You're the first person to walk into a room and you look around and you realize that there's been something changed. Yeah. You're really good at the Where's Waldo stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because you're highly aware on a hyperly aware level, okay? And you see it. And you get it. And you're the first person to point out, you know, like you walk somewhere, you walk into somewhere and there's a picture that's been changed and they've put another picture up. And you go, oh my God, look, that picture's been changed. And everybody else is like, what are you talking about? I didn't even know there was a picture there. What do you mean there was a picture there? And you're like, dude, there's a picture of a rainbow with this and that before. And now there's a picture of a horse with somebody sitting on the horse in this southern type motif. And they're like, yeah, I didn't even know there was a painting there. Okay. And I always find that very interesting because that's something that I am very aware of is my surroundings. I'm very aware of when things have been changed or moved. I'm very aware of what somebody's wearing or the way they're feeling or a fragrance that somebody's wearing. I'm very aware and connected to changes in weather. You know what I'm saying? And you can feel it because you are connected. You do have your finger on the pulse. You're aware of it. You're highly empathic. You're a feeler. You're a thinker. And you're aware of that kind of stuff. But I think to some degree, at first it was kind of an issue, but now you can pride yourself on the fact that you are aware of these things that most people never see. You're aware of things that most people never see. Those things that go past people that they overlook. Or the things that people are in a different emotional state and they're unable to see those things the way that they are or to see as clearly or to see how the universe kind of works. And an interesting timing and to be aware of that timing. When you're highly sensitive, you can see that and you can be aware of it. And it can be very uplifting and very enlightening. Joining me live in studio this evening, Bill and Elizabeth Cooper, Precious Paws supplement creators and dog lovers, to help us create the best life for our dog possible. Great to have you in studio, Bill.
Thank you, Ashley. You know, last time we talked about crate training your puppy and some things to do. And tonight I want to talk about some things not to do, the don'ts of crate training. And the first one is don't use the crate as a way to punish them. You want them to think about that crate as a comfortable, safe place. Second thing is don't let him out of that crate if he's barking or whining. If you let him out when he's doing that, that teaches him that if he makes enough noise, then he's going to get out. And the third thing is don't ever leave your dog crated longer than he is physically able to hold his bladder or his bowels. You know, if they're puppies and they're not house trained, they don't need to be in there probably 3 to 4 hours at a time. They need to be taken out for some exercise and play time and time to spend with you. And, you know, a lot of people ask, well, that seems cruel, the crate training. But it's really not. It allows the dog owners the peace of mind knowing that their dog is safe when they're not there to supervise. You know, dogs are known to be den animals. They like having a safe and a secure place to call their own. For more information, go to our website at preciouspawshealth.com. Look for the dog tips page. You can also find us on Facebook. And now we have a YouTube channel, so you get to see some videos of dogs in action.
And don't forget to add Precious Paws Health on Facebook. Their Facebook page is a wealth of knowledge to make your life with your dog even more meaningful and to help you with some of the things that you might not even be aware of for your dog's health. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm revealing the characteristics of highly sensitive people, what it means to be a highly sensitive person, and some things that you can do to safeguard yourself and recharge your batteries in this world that we live in today. Right before the break, I was talking about how highly sensitive people are extremely detail-oriented. Extremely detail-oriented. And I find that very cool. I'm a very extremely detail-oriented individual. I can walk into a room, and I might have only been in that room once or twice, and I can tell you what's been changed. I can tell you what's been changed. I can tell you what used to be there. I can tell you what they've replaced it with. And most of the time, people look at me and go, I didn't even know there was a wall there. I didn't even know there was a painting there. I didn't know that the wall was brown. You're like, are you serious? I mean, we come here all the time, you know? But, you know, that also applies to people and feelings and emotions and what people wear and how they dress and all those things in between. I catch on to those subtleties or those feelings, and highly sensitive people do that. You do that because you're so attuned to everything that's going on. You're connected to what's happening around you, and that's what directly makes you sensitive. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you are connected to the source and you're connected to what's going on around you, you're going to automatically be more sensitive because you already are. Do you get what I'm saying? You already are. It's just part of the deal. When you get more connected, that means you're more sensitive. You're not frozen to it. You're not, you know, desensitized to it because you've actually cared enough, and you continue to put yourself back into the mix. And I agree with you. Some highly sensitive people, some of you get overwhelmed by it, and it's hard sometimes not to. I think one of the worst things that a highly sensitive person can see is a commercial about animals like dogs and cats being hurt, okay? Animal cruelty. About elephants getting poached. These types of things, when you connect to a highly sensitive person, can ruin that person's day, that whole week, because they keep thinking about it. And they keep feeling it. And it hurts them. Okay? And I get it. I get it. I can't see that kind of stuff. It really hurts me. And it's not that I don't want to feel for these animals. I care so much. I've adopted animals. I give. I donate. I volunteer. Yes, I want to go to Africa ever since I was a kid. I want to save the elephants. I want to start a group to save the elephants. I've always wanted to do that since pretty much I was old enough to understand what I wanted to do. I haven't had a chance yet. I really want to. I mean, I've given money to different organizations, but I've never been able to be there, and I just want to be there, and I want to touch an elephant, and I want to hang out with elephants, and I haven't gotten that opportunity. As a highly sensitive person, when I see a commercial like that, though, it just rips at my heart. Okay? And that's something to be said, is that there's that empathy and that level of care and that emotional response. And that's why it's so interesting to be highly sensitive, because I think that that means that you're more connected to why we're here. You're more connected to the world. You're more connected to the universe. You're more connected to Mother Earth. And that's a really cool thing. That's not a bad thing. That's not something to be made fun of or to feel bad. That's something to rejoice in, to be happy about, because you actually have feelings, you have a heart, and you care. And that's what this whole life is about. It's about feeling and caring and being part of this lifetime and the human body with your body, and it, which I call a vehicle, and going from A to B and learning and feeling every single moment of every single day in this lifetime. You know, another thing about highly sensitive people is that you work well in team environments. You work well in teams. You like the team camaraderie, right? You love getting to know your teammates. You love feeling with them and getting to know them and paying attention to their family and getting to know these nuances. And you're there for them. And it's like a family to you. And I love that. And you're a deep thinker. And you make a valuable worker. You make a valuable team member. And the cool thing about being in the team, right, is everybody's got what they do best. Everybody has the thing that they bring to the table. Everybody has something that, you know, puts them on the team. It's the same thing as being on a softball team. You know, you have, you know, I always played, you know, I was always shortstop. I always played the position of shortstop. And I was good at it because I was very quick and I was very agile and I was great at making catches and I was good at that. I was good at running. Now, they had put me in different positions before, like pitcher. No, not very good. Catcher, kind of painful, got hit a few times, more than I'd like to talk about. Outfield, I would get a little off task because, you know, there wasn't a lot of drives out the outfield, and so I'd be waiting there, right, when there would be something I wouldn't be paying attention. So there's certain things that I did really well, reason why I was put a shortstop, you can see. And when you're on a team, you don't have to do everything, which is awesome. You have your place. You have the thing that you bring to the table. And so, as a highly sensitive person, you're not having to make the big decision. You're not having to put it all together and quickly get through it. You actually bring to the table what you are valuable and awesome and unique at doing, right? And then you have other people that come together to make the final decisions, to put the product together, to do what you need to do. And that's awesome because you're an awesome team player and you're great at what you contribute. You know, another thing too that I find very interesting about highly sensitive people and something that directly correlates with my life is that I do not watch violent movies and I do not watch horror films. Because I just can't. It's just too much. It's too overwhelming. We're too highly empathic. And we're easily overstimulated. You see what I'm saying? And that's key. And I remember the only horror film that I've ever seen was back in middle school. And that's the last time I've seen one. Amityville horror film. Oh, my God. And that woman up at the top in the attic and the old lady. Oh, Lord. Okay, yeah. Anyway, saw it one time. Haven't forgotten it. And as far as violent films, I just can't see that. I mean, I've seen some of The Godfathers. It's not horrible. But as far as the violent films now, I just can't do it because I feel too much. Because when you're a highly sensitive person, you kind of start thinking that that's real and you put yourself into those shoes or that situation or what if that was a family member or a friend. But it's also like you don't want to be desensitized. You don't want to be desensitized as a highly feeling, emotional person because you want the opposite of that. That's not why you're on this planet, to be desensitized. And in order to really watch a lot of violence over and over again, to some degree, you have to be. Otherwise, you're going to have nightmares every single night. You're going to worry every time you leave your office or get into your car that something bad's going to happen to you because you've seen so many films of people, you know, getting killed, getting their heads chopped off when you're going out to their car. I mean, yes, you have to desensitize. Yes, you have to compartmentalize. And highly sensitive people do not do that well. They can't do it. There is no compartmentalizing for highly sensitive people. It just doesn't exist. Because their lives are so fluid. Their emotions are fluid between everything. They don't just cut off their emotions to one group or another group. They feel for everybody. They feel. They connect with people. They care on a big level. And that's what really matters. And to me, that's awesome. To me, that says a great deal about a person. And that says a big deal about where they are and where they stand and how much they really do care. You know, another thing about highly sensitive people, and we'll talk more about this when we return from the break as well, is that you are highly conscientious. You care about others and you go out of your way to actually show it. You don't just talk about it. You don't just sit there and say, oh, I really do care about you. You know that. No, you actually show it by actual action. You go out of your way to show it. You go out of your way to do wonderful things and to show people that you care. Even small, you really master the small things, which are the biggest things in life, right? They're the biggest things because the small things are the biggest things. You know, like getting something out of the way for somebody not to trip and they don't even realize that it's there. Even moving your cart at the grocery store because you know somebody's going to run into it and they're going to get hurt. And it's not about moving your cart to save your stuff. It's about helping them. And you don't even, you've never even met them, but you're connected on a soul level. It's kind of a big deal. When I return, we're talking more about highly sensitive people. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about those characteristics of highly sensitive people, what it means to be a highly sensitive person, and in just a little bit, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks to safeguarding yourself and feeling good about being highly sensitive. You know, right before the break, I was talking about how highly sensitive people are highly conscientious. You care about others, you go out of your way to show it. You also notice, though, when others are not conscientious. Isn't that true? You notice when other people are not conscientious. And sometimes it really, really gets to you. Okay? And you see it, and it makes you feel like the world is falling down. It makes you feel like the world is falling down. It's falling into hell in a handbasket. And you go, my God, does anybody care anymore? And you know they care, but for just a split second, you get a little angry about it because it hurts. Because you're that sensitive and you care that much about people. You care about how people feel. You care. It impacts you. It's important to you. And you really see it when you're very conscientious to somebody and they're not back. And it's not that you're judging them. It's that it hurts. It personally hurts you. Because you look at the situation and you go, man, why? I mean, have I done something to this person? I mean, it hurts you. It really, really does hurt you. And you start thinking about it and you start like thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it. And all of a sudden it becomes like this whole projection. And all you can do is think about it. And you can't get over it because you're like, why? And I get it. I get it. I understand. And, you know, when you are highly sensitive in this situation, you gotta try to draw the line with people that aren't conscientious, because those types of people will hurt you because you think so deeply about it. You start worrying, is there something I can do? Is there something that I can say? Is there something that I can do for this person to help them so that they can see? And you're not doing this in a judging way. You're not doing this in a savior way. You're doing this in maybe the universe just hasn't dealt them that good of cards. And maybe they're going through a lot of stress. Is there anything that I can do? And you give, 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 give. And you don't give back in return. And it can hurt you even more. Last but not least, another characteristic is that you feel and internalize criticism much more than other people do. You have a tendency of reacting more to criticism. And you may have a tendency of people-pleasing to avoid criticism. Because you don't want to hear it because it hurts. Because you care a lot about what other people think to some degree. Because you work so hard to do what's best. And I think that's the key, is that you're working so hard to be the best person you can be. Now, when someone criticizes you, it's like, God, that's something else. I thought I'd figure this out. I thought I had gotten there. Why didn't I see that? Why didn't I catch this? And so you're a tough critic on yourself. And I think that's why you avoid criticism. Because when you hear criticism, it's almost like hearing your criticism in your head being played back, but louder this time. And it hurts and it stings. Because you're super sensitive to it. And it's okay to be highly sensitive. It's okay. It's okay. So how does a highly sensitive person recharge their batteries? How can you help yourself in this world? And the first thing that a highly sensitive person can do that can help is that you need to take some time to decompress. After a long day of being surrounded by a lot of people and feeling a lot of emotions and being highly empathetic, you need to go home for just a few minutes. Even if you have a huge family, even if you have to go into your closet and change and stand there for 10 minutes or do a little meditation or just doing some breathing and just focus on you and be quiet, you need some time to decompress. You can't be on all the time. That little bit of time, even if it's 10 minutes a night, can do you some wonders. Because you need it. You need to decompress because you're feeling a lot of these emotions. You're feeling the energy of every single person that walks into that room. You're feeling that energy, good, bad, and indifferent. You're feeling it. You're part of it. You can't just cut it off. You can't put up a wall to it. You are feeling it because you're in the middle of it, because you're so, you have so much empathy. Since you're such an empath. Another thing that you can do to safeguard yourself and to create a great life for you is to have meaningful relationships. The last thing that a highly sensitive person needs in their life are meaningless, surface relationships that are not built on truth and honesty and authentic life. It's the last thing you need because it'll just drain you. It'll drain you. It'll take away from you. It'll make you feel bad. It'll give you a bad taste in your mouth. You'll be knocking your head into the wall wondering what you can do to better the situation when there's really nothing you can do. You've got to exit stage left or stage right or center stage and develop meaningful relationships with deep thinking people, with sensitive people, with deep feeling people. It's a good thing. Why be alone? Find parts of your tribe. Find your tribe and be a part of that and flourish in your tribe. Another thing is to be around people who understand you and don't throw off judgment of that you're too sensitive and you shouldn't let it affect you like that. None of that. Be around people who understand, who get it. You know, when you're around people that don't feel, it's probably not a good thing for a highly sensitive, empathic person to be around people that don't feel. It's not going to give you back that which you deserve in your life. I mean, you want to be around people that get you and understands you. You want to also have time to adjust to change. Make that time for yourself because change is a big deal. With highly sensitive people, because you feel the change. You feel the physical feeling that change does. You feel the emotion. You think about it. You feel it. You're a deep thinker. So change, even though it might not seem like a big deal, you need a little time to adjust to it and to work it into your schedule and to work it into your life. And last but not least, nature. As a highly sensitive person, being in nature, reconnecting to nature is extremely important. It fortifies, it regenerates, it renews you, it connects you to the source. It revitalizes you in such a way that it gives you that burst of energy and that jump start back into that heart chakra and that belief and that understanding that yes, indeed, you're great, you're amazing, you're sensitive, and you're absolutely beautiful. Don't stop here. Go to my YouTube channel and watch some amazing content in video form. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in three shakes.